Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, traveling. And we go immediately to the tragic headlines from Israel. Israel preparing for a months-long escalation after fatal terror attacks. Subhead, more attempts to carry out terror attacks are predicted, but Israel will not impose closure in the West Bank. Soldiers will assist police in Israeli cities. This is Haaretz from Israel. We welcome General Yossi Kupervaser, our guide through these many years of the conflict inside and outside of Israel. Now we turn to this new wave of terror attacks. What is driving it? And what? How does this relate to the unhappiness with the man Abbas, who was elected many years ago to lead the PLO and the PA? Yossi, a very good evening to you. Brigadier General Yossi Kupervaser is director of the Project on Regional Middle East Development at the Jerusalem Center. What is this fresh wave driven by, Yossi? Is there one cause? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Good evening, Mike, Malcolm. Good evening, John. I think it's more than one cause. First of all, it's the basic reason is that the incitement and the hate indoctrination go on day in, day out, and brings people to the verge of being ready to carry out terror attacks. And that's how the mindset of the many Palestinians is set at this time, especially as we are getting closer, as the Ramadan starting the day after tomorrow. And it's obvious that the Islamic feelings are also, Islamic emotions are very high. And on top of that, there is this frustration with the fact that the Palestinian issue is getting less and less attended to by the international community and by the Israelis themselves. And Israel is moving forward with its normalization of relations with the Arab countries, the members of the Abraham Accord and others. And this frustrated the Palestinians. So the outcome of all of that is that somebody gets to the point where he decides to carry out an attack. And then this inspires many others that were considering this, but now they see that this was successful. They follow him, and we are in a full month that is full of incitement. So, and the Islamic feelings, we have to be prepared for these kind of eventualities. I would add to that this wave is a little bit different than others, and in this respect, we had some perception problems. We thought that terrorism happens in the territory, not in the inside the green line. We thought that those who perpetrate terrorism are those who are living in the territories, and we didn't expect terrorism to come from Israeli arms. And this new situation is something that we were not shocked by, but we were surprised by. We weren't shocked because we already had early warning about it in the Garden of Wolves events and the participation of the Israeli arms in them. But we thought that this was just one case, and this is not going to happen again in this kind of terrorism in the main cities of Israel. This is something that has an impact on the state of mind of Israelis and led to this list of measures that you mentioned in the beginning.
So you, last year during Ramadan, there was an increase in violence, as I recall. What was done by Israel in the weeks leading up to it this year? I see that they're not going to impose a closure, which has been done in some years. And do you see some cause, and not only the cause and effect, and as well as what remedial actions Israel has taken, anticipating the possible rise of violence given Easter, Passover, and Ramadan coming together.
What we did this year, what we did in previous years as well, was that on Ramadan we gave to the Palestinians more freedom of movement. We gave to the Palestinians some gestures, as we do now. And we raised the number of permits for people to work in Israel from Gaza to 20,000, which is really a big number. And we took all kinds of measures towards the Palestinian Authority, giving them loans and providing them all kinds of goodies that will make their life better. The answer we got was terrorism, and this just proves that the terrorism is motivated by national and Islamic feelings and not by the economic condition. And that's a pity. And the same with those Israeli Arabs. We are just pouring on the Israeli Arab society 53 billion shekels, and what we get in return is a terror attack coming from within the Israeli Arabs. There's no connection between the gestures and the efforts to improve the lives of the Palestinians all over the back, be it in Gaza or in Israel or in the Judea and Samaria area, and the commitment to carry out attacks. And you can see this infrastructure of hatred that is in their mind is the one that dominates the reaction and their behavior. And that's you look at what happens in the Jenin area after the attack in Bnei Brak that was perpetrated by somebody from the area of Jenin. Everybody is celebrating. So, and nevertheless, we are going to still allow them to come to Jerusalem and to celebrate Ramadan because we have nothing against the Palestinian people. We want the Palestinian people to enjoy life. They don't want us or many of them, not all of them, but many of them, don't want us to exist at all. That's the disequilibrium that exists here.
Yossi, does this violence sustain Abbas and his regime in power?
Well, Abbas is not too much different than the other. He, under pressure from Israel and the United States, did issue some sort of a very feeble condemnation of the last attack. He didn't say anything about the first two attacks. But the Al-Aqsa Brigade, which are the terror arm of Fatah, which is subordinated to Abbas, celebrated the attack. So, but everybody else also does that. So it's not strengthening him, but it's not weakening him either. He can live with this terror attacks, and he knows how to maneuver so that he can keep his throne and stay in power in spite of the sort of light condemnation that he used.
Malcolm?
In talking of thrones, I see everybody running, the president of Israel, others to Gantz, the defense minister, to see the king of Jordan and King Abdullah. And I was wondering, what role does he really play? Does he have the influence to diminish the terrorism in the region? He also met with Abbas. So what role does he play?
Very marginal. Very marginal role. His impact on the feelings of the Palestinians is really negligible. I think at the same time, the little he can contribute to calming down the feelings should be used. And the fact that we cooperate with the Jordan is good. And what Jordan can help with is making sure that nobody crosses the border and creates any trouble from within Jordan. That's something that they do quite effectively, not 100%, but quite effectively. We see in the last couple of months more and more attempts to smuggle arms from Jordan to the Judea and Samaria area. And we have to acknowledge the fact that arms are not in scarcity in the areas controlled by the Palestinians in Judea and Samaria, unfortunately.
Back to Abbas, the question about his power center, or what keeps him in power. Is this new wave indicating that there's weakness or strength there, or a turn in the road to provoke again at this time of year?
No, I don't think it says much about that. We haven't seen the last attacks coming from an organized cell. This is not the Hamas cell that carried out the attacks. And this is not Islamic Jihad. It's the person who carried out the attack coming from the area of Jenin was not affiliated with any group. And if it was, if he was affiliated with any of the groups, it was somewhere near the Fatah group itself. I don't think Hamas and the Islamic Jihad are stronger now just because of the last event. But what is important in this respect, it doesn't affect Abbas' stability, but which is questionable anyhow. But what is interesting in this effect is that the Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad are calling out the Arabs living in Israel to participate in terror attacks. And as they become stronger in the Palestinian communities, their message to these radical Islamic Palestinian Arabs, sorry, Israeli Arabs, is finding listening ears and is responded by some of them carrying out attacks. Although those who did it are more related to the Islamic State, Daesh, than to Hamas itself, but they probably hear the same message coming from Hamas directly and coming from the supporters of Hamas inside the Arabs living in Israel.
Brigadier General Retired Reserve Yossi Cooper-Vasser is the director of the Project on Regional Middle East Developments at the Jerusalem Center, Malcolm Holine Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.